With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump is leading a sizable delegation to this afternoon's memorial service for conservative grassroots leader Charlie Kirk. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The service will feature remarks from several senior members in the Trump administration. In addition to the president and vice president, there will be eulogies from Cabinet Secretaries Marco Rubio, Pete Hegseth, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles and Deputy White House Chief of Staff Stephen Miller are also scheduled to speak at the service, which will be held at State Farm Stadium in Arizona, a venue that can seat more than 70,000 people. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Republican senator reveals that President Biden's FBI investigated Turning Point USA while investigating Donald Trump.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley revealed Tuesday that the FBI's election-related investigation into President Donald Trump swept in dozens of Republican entities, including the late Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA. Speaking during a hearing focused on oversight of the FBI, Grassley said the investigation, which the Bureau called Arctic Frost, was partisan in nature and that its expansive scope was evident of that. Grassley unveiled a new set of documents during his opening statement Tuesday that showed numerous Republican-affiliated organizations and people were targeted with subpoenas during Arctic Frost. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The president has announced he will award Ben Carson the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Mr. Trump made the announcement yesterday in a speech during an event at Mount Vernon for the American Cornerstone Institute, which Carson founded. Authorities say a gunman opened fire in a New Hampshire country club yesterday, killing one person and wounding several others. The person died at the Sky Meadow Country Club in Nashua, an adult male. Authorities say the suspect was detained at the scene. This is SRN News. A Maine principals group is fighting a subpoena from the Department of Justice that seeks the names of all students playing interscholastic sports in the state as the DOJ attempts to ban boys from competing against girls. President Trump's administration sued Maine in April for not complying with an executive order barring transgender athletes from sports. The Justice Department followed up with a subpoena of the Maine Principals Association, a nonprofit that oversees school sports in Maine, seeking a wide range of data. The Attorney General for New South Wales, Australia, confirms that a new anti-conversion law does ban prayer for children who are struggling with homosexuality. When asked for clarification, Michael Daly explained that the law, quote, does not prevent teaching or practicing religion, but does forbid any prayer-based practice to change or suppress someone's sexual orientation or gender identity. This prohibition also extends to conversations parents have with their kids at home. This is SRN News. Day and night will get equal time for a brief moment as the equinox arrives.
The Earth will experience about the same amount of day and night on Monday when the autumnal equinox arrives. From there, the northern hemisphere will plunge into fall as nights get ever longer, and the southern hemisphere will head to summer. Solstices are the opposite. They happen in December and March when the Earth is tilted most strongly toward or away from the sun. So day and night are very different lengths. Keith Peters, Washington.
Sonny Curtis has passed away. The vintage rock and roller who wrote the rebel anthem I Fought the Law and the theme to the Mary Tyler Moore Show was 88 years old. Curtis was a childhood friend of Buddy Holly and an early member of his band, the Crickets. Starting as a teenager, he wrote or co-wrote hundreds of songs from Keith Whitley's country smash I'm No Stranger to the Rain to hits for the Everly Brothers. This is SRN News.